anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything, right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
I'm a dirty work shirt about as black as night.
I'm a kitchen towel. It's hard to get me white.
And I'm a colored rayon slip. You want to keep me bright.
Here we are, all three of us, members of the wash day chorus.
Now to wash us three, what a problem it used to be.
To get it so tough enough for me.
And yet really safe for me.
But wash day is easy now because here's the soap for everything. It's Dust.
Yes, Dust does everything all right. It gets me clean.
Gets me white and yet it's safe, as you can see, for colored rayon slips like me.
Yes, New Dust really does all three kinds of wash. No kidding. In fact, once you've tried Dust, you'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. And there's just one way you can prove Dust really does everything in your wash, and that's try it. Yes, let Dust go after those grimy work shirts. And you just tell me if any soap you ever used got them cleaner with so little work. And let Dust get busy on those streaky towels. And I ask you, have you ever seen them come out more gleaming white? And take a look at your rayons and nicer colored washes. Dust gives their colors lots better care than any of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps. And believe me, this extra color care is important these days when such clothes will be hard to replace. So try this new kind of soap. And right down the wash line, you'll see what a whiz does is. And lady, you too will join in the wash day chorus. This soap for everything is swell. Try new Dust. It rings the bell.
So don't delay. Just hop to it.
Get a red and white ball and let Dust do it.
And now the Goldbergs. The air is filled with a talk of letters. And there's bound to be a shock somewhere as the letters get mixed. First, there is the letter Molly was supposed to have sent to Walter's mother, trying to make friends with the mother of the boy Rosie loves. Then there was the letter that Molly got from Mrs. Jerome, enclosing a letter which Walter had sent to his mother. Mrs. Jerome's purpose is to show that Walter isn't happy with his new liberty in Lassenberry, and that he wants to return to the pole. And Molly hasn't shown Walter's letter to anyone yet. And Molly's own letter is destroyed.
Listen. Well, Ma, what are you going to do now that you know what Walter wrote to his mother?
Please. Rosalie, where are you, dear? Fixing? Are you upstairs fixing? Fix, dear. Fix.
Well, what are you
going to
do?
Mammy, please don't question me with questions. Now, please, let me think of it.
What's there to think about?
What did you do to the letter I wrote to Mrs. Jerome?
I tore it up.
I tore it up? Rosalie thinks you mailed her the letter. Rosalie thinks Mrs. Jerome has got the letter already. Did you say one word to Rosalie?
You told her not to, and I didn't.
You tore it up, huh?
Well, yes, Ma, certainly I tore it up. When I think of the letter you wrote to Mrs. Jerome and then of what she did, maybe you've forgotten, Ma. Maybe you've very conveniently forgotten the things Mrs. Jerome did. The way she tried to humiliate you. The way she accused you of plotting to steal her son for Rosie. But I haven't. And then, after all that, you sit down and write the kind of a letter you did just when she takes the opportunity to hurt you again. Because that's all it was. I'm not talking about what was in Walter's letter now. I'm only saying that his mother saw something in that letter that would hurt you and Rosie, and she sent it on to you. Now, that's the kind of a woman she is. Are you going to tell Papa about the wonderful letter Walter wrote to her?
Please, let us not jump the horse before the bridge.
Why are you changing your mind about it?
Did I say I changed my mind? I didn't make up my mind. Why do you say I changed my mind? I'm trying to make up my mind. I'm trying. I read the letter, and I read it over, and I read it over, and I read it over.
The first time you read a letter, you get an impression. And the second time you read
it... Now that you've read it over and over?
Well,
the mere fact that Walter wrote to his mother asking for help is enough for me. Why do you think she enclosed it and sent it to you?
Will you tell me?
Because she knew, if Rosie knew about it, she'd realize that Walter's ties with his family are stronger than his love, or whatever you want to call it, is for Rosie. That's why, and it's so.
Well, I don't want Rosie to love him. I want Rosie to know that Walter wrote to his mother and that his mother sent a letter to me, and then it was a billion kind of Allenwood letters. I don't want it.
What are you going to do?
I want time to think. I want time to think. After all, Sammy, the letter only came yesterday.
All right.
And then in the meantime, Sammy, in the meantime also, Papa shouldn't know. Papa shouldn't know. And I don't want Rosalie to know.
All right.
Sammy, dear.
Okay.
Better not me. Rosalie, what are you doing? Stop the eyes, darling. You're fixing the hem? The hem you're fixing? Make little stitches that shouldn't show on the outside. and use blue cotton. Don't use no other color. And fix it. Where are you going, Pamela?
Upstairs.
Don't go upstairs.
Why not?
Because maybe you'll say something to me. Maybe you'll do something to me.
Why would I?
Nothing meaning. You might drop a syllable. And from a syllable comes a void. And from a void comes a sentence. And one and two and two and two.
All right.
Darling, if Rosa wasn't so happy, if she wasn't so...
That's why I say, Mother.
All right. That's who coming?
Papa.
Oh, Papa. Sandra, be careful. Papa coming. Please. I still say that maybe the letter Walter wrote can have several meanings.
Oh, it can only have one meaning if you read it with an open mind.
But, Sam...
Walter asked for help. He told his mother he was wrong to cross her. What can that mean?
But
the only way he crossed her was to say he liked Rosie and not the girl she picked for him.
But just...
He wrote that if he was making a mistake, he'd find out. What mistake? Rosie again.
Maybe...
I don't see how you can think the letter meant anything else. After all, why did Mrs. Jerome send it? Because it proved beyond a doubt that Walter has no intention of standing on his own feet. And he's already sorry he got himself in the position of falling in love with Rosie. If he ever did.
Maybe he's exaggerating, Sam. Maybe it's all exaggeration. The letter can have other meanings, maybe. Why should we fall into what Mrs. Jerome wants us to believe?
Well, look at the letter.
Jay?
Jay. It's drizzling, and I see you have some things on the line.
Oh, mine, it's drizzling. Oh, mine, my good blanket. Oh, mine. Get me my sweater, Sam, please, it's hanging.
Well, I'll do it.
All right, dear, I'll do it.
Where's Rosie?
Rosie's upstairs. My sweater, Sam, yes, dear? Well. Please. How is everything, Jay?
What do you mean by everything, Molly? Walter?
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, he's a bad headache. Molly, he's not for us, and he's not for Rosie.
Jay, darling, only one thing, Jay, darling, please. If Rosalie asks you about Walter, how he's doing, then be careful. Rosalie's not foolish.
But she's in love. Is there a difference?
A big difference, darling, a big difference. It's all so new yet to her, darling. Be careful. I mean, if she asks you what Walter's doing in the mill, darling. Thank you, darling. Bring me my basket, Sam. Excuse me, Jake, dear. Sammy, come with me. You'll help me take off my blanket. Rosa, Pop is home.
Put your sweater on, Molly.
I am.
Who came in? Nobody. Mama went out to take the wash off the line. It's drizzling.
Why did Mama help you? Why did she have to go out in the rain?
Sammy is helping her.
Tired, Papa darling?
No. Why? Do I look tired?
A little.
Well, it's the end of the day, and your papa is not as young as he used to be.
You are so.
You are not as young as you used to be either, Rosie.
I'm glad I'm not.
Why not?
You know why not. You don't know how wonderful life can be until you're old enough to have some kind of responsibility.
Mom and me always try to keep responsibility away from you.
That's what I mean, Pa. I'm old enough now, and I...
What responsibility do you have now?
Walter's my responsibility now, Papa Dom. His happiness.
And your own?
That's what I mean. Did Mama tell you, Pa?
What?
That Mama wrote a letter to Walter's mother?
She did.
Uh-huh. I guess Mrs. Jerome must have it already. Sammy mailed a special delivery.
What was the letter?
Well, Mama told her that Walter was working at the mill and he was happy and that Mrs. Jerome ought to know it. And why shouldn't we all be friends? And oh, I'll take it, Papa, darling. Hello? Yes? Oh, just a minute. New York is calling Mrs. Goldberg, Pa.
Who is it, yo?
Hello? Who is it that's calling? Just a minute. It's Walter's mother.
Ask her if she'll speak to Mr. Goldberg.
Will she speak with Mr. Goldberg? Oh, I guess she just got Mother's letter. Hello?
Give me.
Shall I call Mama?
Wait. She's coming in. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Goldberg.
How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to find out what you thought about the letter.
I didn't see it, but I know about it.
I know it wasn't very proper for me to enclose a letter from Walter to me, but I thought that you and your family would stop traveling on the phone than you thought.
Everything all right,
Papa? After all, Walter is my son. Sweeping the floor of your factory is no job for him, and he knows it.
Is everything all right, Papa?
So when I got the letter from him, asking for help, I thought you and your wife should see it.
Has she got the letter in?
The wife should see it.
Has she got the letter in?
Says the mere fact that he insists he still likes your daughter. It's only a question of pride. A few more weeks left, Mary, and he'll come running home. Yes, he'll come running home.
Would that it was sooner.
The rest of you taking it so well.
I know when a good thing is too much.
What is it?
Thing is too much.
What is it?
I think Walter's letter speaks for itself. He wants family. Holiday is coming to a close.
That's what the letter says?
Yes.
Goodbye, Mrs. Jerome.
So she got the letter. Papa, darling, is she pleased? Is she, Pa? Oh, Mama, darling?
Yes?
Mrs. Jerome just called about the letter.
Molly, why do you keep things like that for me? Why?
I was going to tell you about it, but not yet.
I told you, Pa. I told you about the letter.
Not this letter you didn't tell me. This letter you didn't tell me. Not about Walter's letter to his dear mother.
What letter? What letter, Mama, darling? What letter?
Jake has a phenomenal ability to overturn the apple cart. But this time, Molly helped. Poor Rosie sits in the center with all her hopes and dreams rolling about her, perhaps even rolling away. Say, here's something that puzzles me. Why do some of you still bother with those halfway soaps for dishes? I mean bar soaps because they don't give you real speed. Or those tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. You see, such halfway soaps are out of date now that New Dove is here. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. In fact, not one of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps can give your hands the extra gentle care you get with Dove. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Yet this same Dove speeds through dishwashing as fast as the fastest soap you've ever used. Why, it cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Dove has everything for dishes. Try it tonight, and let those whirlwind suds tell you how different Dove is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, Walter does some explaining and some convincing. But comprehension of the letter seems different on both sides. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove. The new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.